Good morning, Father Mode. Welcome to Morning Air. It's an honor to be with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning and greetings from Washington, D.C. and United States Coast Guard headquarters.
Well, Father Mode, I'd like to talk a little bit about your career before we get into your latest position. You grew up in a military family. Take us back to those early days. What was that like growing up in a military family?
Sure. People always ask me, how long have you been in the military? And I say 56 years, because that's how old I am, because I literally grew up with an ID card in my pocket. My father was a naval officer. We call him a ship driver, or SWO, a surface warfare officer, commanded destroyers and bases like Great Lakes Naval Training Center. So I literally moved all over the world, never lived anywhere longer, even to this day, than 4 years in one place. I went to three different high schools in two different countries. That kind of sums it up, right? Kind of a missionary life. So I came by my vocation within a vocation to be a Navy chaplain kind of naturally, because the first time I was ever in a civilian parish was my senior year of high school here in Arlington, Virginia. So I only knew Navy chaplains, Navy priests, as I was growing up. So it was very naturally for me to have that kind of DNA, if you will, of the Navy in my life. I enjoyed moving about, so much so that my brother also had the same experience. I have an older brother, and my dad commissioned him as a naval officer as well, but instead of on the surface of the water, he went under the surface in submarines, and he spent his career as a nuclear officer on board nuclear submarines. And my brother then commissioned me in the Navy. So I call it military apostolic succession.
I love it. Military apostolic succession. That is outstanding. Father Mode, what is the one thing that you learned from your dad with his extensive military experience that you carry today?
Well, definitely commitment. Commitment not only to the military, but to your faith within the military, that you can have both. That you can be a very faithful man and serve your country. And I saw that very clearly. We never missed Mass on Sunday. He'd often go to daily Mass. We had the chaplains in our house, the priests. And so it was a great way, great witness to me that you can really serve your country and also serve your God.
Father Mode, you were recently appointed the head chaplain of the U.S. Coast Guard. How special was that appointment? What does it mean to you personally?
Well, it's a huge honor, one that I absolutely didn't expect, I must admit. My last posting was in Japan. I was the chaplain of the 7th Fleet, and my sights were kind of set on staying in that AOR, as we call it, the area of responsibility. And it seemed like that was going to be my trajectory as I continued in the chaplain corps. However, our chief of chaplains, who's the chief of Navy chaplains, Admiral Greg Todd, who actually had this position two positions ago, chose me, and I'm very honored to have this position. It's an amazing gift to represent certainly all the chaplains within the Coast Guard to the Commandant of the Coast Guard, who is Admiral Linda Fagan.
And Father Mode, as chaplain, can you talk a little bit about all the different main responsibilities that you have in this new role?
Sure. The biggest responsibility I have is to manage the chaplains within the Coast Guard. All chaplains in the Coast Guard are Navy chaplains. So the Coast Guard doesn't have their own organic chaplains, nor does the Marine Corps. So Navy chaplain can serve the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard, and I served all three branches of service, which means I have 45 different uniforms in my closet. So Central Casting can always call me up, and I'm ready to play the Marines, the Coast Guard, and the Navy. But in this role, we have 47 chaplains of all different denominations who are active duty. Then I have another 5 reserve chaplains. So there are part-time ministers around the country and then serve on weekends and 2 weeks at a time in the reserve forces. And then I have a very special group of people called the auxiliarists, so Auxiliary Chaplain Support Program. So these are ministers, and they volunteer to become a part of an auxiliary for the Coast Guard, and there's 93 of them. So total, I have just shy of 150 chaplains that I manage all throughout the continental United States as well as Hawaii. And we just approved our next billet for Guam. So really kind of a global reach, caring for the nearly 88,000 civilians, active duty reservists within the Coast Guard.
And Father Mode, of those 150 chaplains, how many approximately are Catholic?
There are exactly three of us that are active duty Catholic. So I'm one of them. We have a Catholic priest at the United States Coast Guard Academy, which is up in New London, Connecticut, which is the only other job I had within the Coast Guard. I served as a Catholic priest at the Academy. And then we have another Catholic priest, active duty, who serves at our training base for the enlisted, so their boot camp, which is Cape May, New Jersey. We do have others that are contracted that help us on weekends at different bases for the Coast Guard. And we do have two auxiliary Catholic priests that serve in that role.
And Father Mode, can you talk a little bit about what it takes to be a chaplain, some of the qualities that you want for a chaplain to really minister to the Coast Guard and the military?
I always say that the most important quality that a chaplain needs to have is a missionary spirit. So all of us are ministers, but not all of us are called to be missionaries. And what's a missionary? And this is the best definition I've ever come up with as a missionary, and I didn't come up with it. It's actually an expression of the Marinoles, who are a missionary-oriented society. A missionary is one who's sent to where they are needed, but not necessarily wanted, and they're to stay until they're wanted, but not necessarily needed. In other words, you are sent to a people that you don't necessarily know, and they don't know you, all over the world. You're wearing different uniforms, so you're literally putting on their clothes, whether it's the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, or the Navy, in this case, or the Army or the Air Force, if you're in those branches. And then you're learning their language, because they all have a unique, different language. Even within the Navy, there's a different language for people who serve on aircraft carriers as opposed to destroyers or cruisers or on a base. And certainly there's a language within the Coast Guard. And you got to learn that language, just like a good missionary would going to a foreign country. And then you're literally living with the people. You're putting, as our Holy Father often says, you know, you're smelling like the sheep. Chaplains really smell like the sheep. They're missionaries. They live, work, and dress and talk like those that they are serving. And if you have those qualities, that hunger, that spiritual drive, that makes a great chaplain.
We're joined this morning by Father Daniel Mode from our nation's capital, the new head chaplain of the U.S. Coast Guard. Father, how different is your role as a chaplain and at the same time similar to that of a parish priest in a typical parish?
Well, similarities are obvious. I'm always a priest. Today I have Mass here at the headquarters. Yesterday I had Mass. I hear confessions. People come to me for counseling. I'm going to be doing a baptism here shortly. So all the things that a normal pastor priest would do for their congregation. So I'm always providing for my own. But also as a chaplain, I'm facilitating for others, because I could have somebody walk into my office that is of no faith or of a different faith, and then I facilitate for them, either get them a chaplain of their same denomination or faith, or you know, a lot of times they're coming to me with general issues or problems that maybe I can listen and help them with that have nothing to do necessarily with the faith. Those are the things that are kind of different, but also very much the same that any priest would do in their daily ministries.
Father Mode, I read that as the first Catholic in your role in the past 12 years, one of your first acts was to set up a prayer room next to your office with a tabernacle reserved with the Blessed Sacrament. Can you talk about how important this was for you?
It's so important. Matter of fact, when I got the call that to be ready for to go on air this morning, the call came while I was sitting with our Lord in the prayer room and with the Blessed Sacrament. I start my day off usually. Sometimes I have to do it at night, but I try to always make at least a half hour meditation before the Blessed Sacrament, wherever I'm at in the world. Another thing, I've been ordained a priest for 30 years, and I've never missed offering the Mass every single day, except obviously for Good Friday when we don't celebrate Mass per se. The Eucharist is central and focused to my life as a priest and certainly as a chaplain. I loved your prayer about, you know, seeking really the bread of life at the beginning and the scripture that you mentioned at the beginning of this interview. It's central to our lives as Catholic Christians, and it's certainly central to my life as a Catholic priest.
Thank you, Father Mode. I really appreciate that. You know, the good Lord puts it on my heart what scriptures to start the show with, and for some reason I wasn't exactly sure. I knew there was some connection that it was meant to be to talk about our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, which obviously the bishops are recognizing here in this Eucharistic revival that we're living in. Can you talk a little bit about having been on the front lines over the years, you know, flying all those many 300 plus missions in Afghanistan, being shot down in a helicopter, all the different ships, you know, from the Persian Gulf to Guantanamo Bay to Japan. You talk about smelling like the sheep. You've been with the sheep.
I certainly have. It's not a dull life as a chaplain. Sometimes I reflect back on it. I go, I can't believe I've actually done all that. But yeah, I've been in 92 different countries. I've lived in six of them, including, as you mentioned, Afghanistan, Korea, Japan, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You know, fascinating areas of our world. I've celebrated Mass at sea on 49 different ships, different named ships. Celebrated Mass, heard confessions, done counseling at sea, which I think is a record of any Navy chaplain. I've been assigned to three ships in my life, the Kennedy, the George Washington, which are both aircraft carriers, and then the Blue Ridge, which is the flagship of the Seventh Fleet, which I just came from. So I have over 7 years of sea time, which again is an extraordinary record for any chaplain to have. And then my time deployed in war zones. I spent almost two straight years in Afghanistan, going to 51 different forward operating bases, traveling, as you said, on nearly 300 missions, bringing the sacraments to the front lines. That always gave me energy and joy. And again, going back, what's a chaplain? A missionary. So instead of getting on a horse, going to my different mission posts, I get on helicopters and boats and all sorts of ways that really the government and the military goes at extreme lengths to provide care, pastoral care, religious ministry to our forces.
Well, Father Mode, obviously you've had a storied career. What's most impressive to me is you've never missed Mass in all those 30 years being in all those places. I'm just curious, do the Coast Guard personnel, do they first think of you as a chaplain, or do any of them refer to you as captain?
I get so many different titles. So in the course of a day, I'll be called captain, chaplain, father. Actually, most people here at the headquarters call me father. I always just say, don't call me late for dinner.
I love it. Father Mode, I so much appreciate you being with us. It's been a joy, and we have to have you come back on. There's so much more that we can talk about. I'd love to talk about your vocation to the priesthood and how you heard the Lord as a little boy, as an eighth grader, which is my son's age. He just graduated from eighth grade. So that sounds like it would be a fabulous discussion for the next time we get together. But again, thanks for being with us.
Hey, you're welcome. And God's blessing on you, your ministry, and certainly to all the faithful that are listening. And if I may offer a quick blessing, may Almighty God bless and keep you always in His tender care, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.